In the evening edition, yet another COVID-19 death in Barbados. The total now stands at 29. An enhanced COVID-19 directive in effect as the Attorney General warns people to stay off the streets. The police commissioner puts the public on notice. There will be no more warnings for those who breach the directives. A local bakery closes its operations after 8 cases among staff. The Hotel and Tourism Association reports continued strong interest in Barbados, a St. Lucie family in shock over the suicide of a teenager. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. An enhanced COVID-19 directive went into effect from midnight last night, as the Attorney General Dale Marshall expresses concern that too many people are still out and about during the day. At the COVID-19 media briefing this morning, he said, the public seemed to be only respecting the nighttime part of the curfew measures, but he declared, this has to stop.
In fact, they're operating on the assumption that the only time that they have to stay in their homes is from 7 in the night until 6 in the morning. We have stipulated in this directive now that during the daylight hours, unless you have legitimate business with any of the exempted businesses or any of the essential services, then you are expected to stay within the curtilage of your home.
Meantime, this weekend, as he put it, the screws are being tightened even further, with movement being banned apart from a very few exceptions.
Saturday 20th and Sunday 21st, you are required to stay at home, but there are also certain businesses that which would ordinarily have been allowed to open during those times that we're closing. So for example, we are allowing bakeries to open for the purpose of baking bread for Monday, but bakery depots and so on are not allowed. Gas stations are going to be closed on the weekend. Gas stations are going to be closed on Saturday and Sunday. And we anticipate that Barbadians will say, well, but what if I need gas? Well, if you think you're going to need gas, please use your common sense and fill up tomorrow.
Beaches and parks will also be closed on Saturday and Sunday, and no outdoor exercise is allowed at the weekend. The police commissioner, Tyrone Griffith, served notice that there will be no more warnings and violators will be dealt with harshly.
I think we have warned sufficient people already. We work closely with the COVID monitoring unit. We work also closely with a team of compliant officers, and they have been themselves have been warning several people consistently. They come across persons especially not wearing their mask appropriately. So it would seem that the people are aware that they must be wearing the mask, but yet they're not wearing them appropriately. They are now going to be calling in far more instances of people breaching the protocols, and police responses will be one of zero tolerance.
The commissioner disclosed that 15 teams are spreading out across the country, checking for violators. And he also urged the public to report violations.
We don't take pride in arresting people or putting people before the court. However, we think the situation is such now that we have to pull out all stops. And going forward, we are going to be closely scrutinizing all those persons and ensuring that they have good reason to be there. So I'm asking, I'm appealing to members of the public to adhere to strictly to the protocols. I'm also going to ask that members of the public, civic-minded Barbadians, call in instances of breaches to the police so that we can take strong action.
Barbados has recorded yet another COVID-19 death, taking the death toll here to 29. The latest victim is a 73-year-old man who passed away after spending 5 days at the Harrison Point isolation facility. Meantime, the Public Health Laboratory reported 151 new COVID-19 cases from a batch of 1,856 tests completed yesterday. These cases include samples from over the last 9 days to date. Barbados has recorded 2,608 confirmed cases from more than 117,000 tests. Management of Nichols Bakeries reports that 8 of their employees at the Bibby's Lane Depot have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The company says this has resulted in a decision to close the entire operation. The bakery said all employees will be tested. There were long lines outside post offices as they reopened today to facilitate the cashing of pension checks and paying of bills. Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams, who visited Welch's post office for a first-hand look at the situation, later told VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program that efforts are being made to expedite the process.
We've been following the situation at the post offices as we prepare for the opening today. I want to assure the public of Barbados that we put every measure possible in place to try to ease the anticipated congestion at the post offices. A number of people have been contacting us and circulating pictures concerned about the length of the lines outside some of the post offices and suggesting it reflects on the arrangements, but that is not the case. I myself went on to the Welch's post office to see what was going on. There was a significant line outside. I accept that. Some of the people indicated that they were there well before the post office opened, so the post office itself opened to a lot of people outside.
He said bill payments were a key reason for the delays and long lines.
What is happening is that people are coming to cash their pension checks, but they're also coming to pay a lot of their bills with their pension checks. We can ease the lines by just cashing the pension checks alone and denying the bill paying service. But I spoke to probably over 50 people outside, all of whom indicated they wanted to make this trip once. They wanted to cash their checks, pay their bills, do everything, and then forget about that for about a month. It is the act of the post office facilitating the payment of the bills that is causing the backup. It cannot be done any faster. Most of the post offices have the full cashier complement there, so all of the windows are staffed. There are people in the back office also assisting with sorting the money and trying to expedite that.
The tourism sector reporting that the international travel market still has a keen interest in Barbados despite a spike in COVID-19 cases here. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Jeffrey Roach, speaking during a virtual media briefing this afternoon, said that among online searches for Caribbean travel destinations, Barbados still ranks significantly higher than other Caribbean islands.
The feedback that we are receiving across the board is that the demand for Barbados remains high. The issue, of course, is that while people want to travel, they simply cannot travel at this time. That level of demand for Barbados in particular, we do not expect that will go away. Of course, it certainly will mean that following coming out of COVID, you will probably still have to put some additional efforts into your marketing, etc.
The Seek and Save COVID-19 and Dengue data collection survey has reached almost 80,000 households so far. Head of Management Studies at the University of the West Indies Cayfield Campus, Dr. Dion Greenidge, the coordinator of the survey campaign, reports more than 76,000 homes have been visited in the past 2 weeks.
We do expect to wrap up over the next 2 days. And what we will want to do also is to go through the entire island. Although some constituencies, we are satisfied with what we would have done in those constituencies, but we're still with some raw teams that are remaining in the field, some raw teams that are completed, some are remaining in the field, and with those remaining teams in the field, we're going to be going back through all the areas just to make sure that those persons who are not home will have the opportunity to provide us with the kind of information and some areas that we may not finish with yet, and we are finishing those areas.
A St. Lucie father is in shock and clueless as to why his son Tyreek committed suicide last night at the family home, which he shared with relatives, including his twin brother Tyrell. Neil Norville of Crab Hill, St. Lucie, who lives close by, said the last time he spoke with his son, it was about cricket and the West Indies wins, as the 19-year-old also plays that sport. Mr. Norville says his son was in high spirits then, and even the twin brother is constantly asking why he did it.
A playing school, making a lot of small children and animals and that sort of stuff. Yeah, he has a lot of friends, plays cricket. A friendly person.
How is his twin taking it?
Right now, I'm going to check on him because last night he was strong. But today, you know, he's doing a lot of praying. He wants to know what his brother did, what he did. They're very close. They didn't used to go anywhere without one another. That's why he got his brother know at law, getting harder and harder as the game goes on. When they see his brother and his mother, things get very, very difficult.
And a huge snowstorm sweeping across the southern United States has killed at least 21 people and has left millions without power. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, says his state has experienced widespread blackouts. Our top stories. Yet another COVID-19 death in Barbados. The total here now stands at 29. An enhanced COVID-19 directive in effect as the Attorney General warns people to stay off the streets. The police commissioner puts the public on notice. There will be no more warnings for those who breach the directives. A local bakery closes its operations after 8 cases among staff. The Hotel and Tourism Association reports continued strong interest in Barbados in the international travel industry, and a St. Lucie family in shock over the suicide of a teenager last night. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.